drivers, start your engines. It's a Wheelie Wednesday on 95.3 The Bull.
Look at that, just for you, Thomas.
Thank you. That was nice.
Yeah, Thomas Gomez, our NASCAR guru, joining us this morning. How are you?
Good. The sun's out.
Are you retiring, too? Everybody seems to be announcing the retirement today.
No, it'd be a little early for me to announce that.
You and me both, right?
The people that
Steve.
Are mad would be Dr. Phil, Dexter Fowler, and Tom Brady. And the other two are like, who? Tom Brady retired? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting.
Any NASCAR drivers retired today?
Not today, no.
Who's the Tom Brady of NASCAR?
Ooh, Richard Petty, I would say, in my mind.
Like the greatest of all time, the GOAT?
Yeah, the GOAT.
Richard Petty.
Yeah. Richard, hands down. Okay, all right. Yeah.
Good question, though.
Yeah.
Currently, who's the GOAT?
Oh, there is the thing, you know, last year or the year before where Kyle Busch was approaching Richard Petty's number of wins. So I'd say he's probably the GOAT of our current time. But you can't compare Kyle Petty to Kyle Busch to Richard Petty because it's apples and oranges.
Well, Kyle just retired too, right?
He switched teams. So he's
was the news.
Yep.
That was the news.
Yep, he just switched teams.
All right, so what's the news this morning out of NASCAR world?
So this weekend is the Clash, the long-anticipated preseason race at the L.A. Coliseum. That kicks off this Sunday at 7 on Fox. Practice begins at 5 o'clock on Saturday, qualifying shortly thereafter, which the nice thing about that, if you're a NASCAR geek and want to catch all practice, all qualifying, that's later in the day on Saturday, so you can still join us for AleFest. Which is awesome.
You can go
in the afternoon and then check out the.
Look at this guy with the plugs and setting up your weekend. Oh my goodness.
And how about if we're NASCAR helping us to avoid any kind of flag football with the pros football game coming up this weekend? We can watch NASCAR.
Oh,
jeez.
That's not real football. I ain't watching the Pro Bowl games.
Oh, the Pro Bowl with flags. We're playing flag football today.
Yeah. You know, that's actually how a lot of people feel about the Clash this weekend is because it's unlike any race you'll see all year long. There's a halftime show. In the middle of the race, they'll stop everything. They actually have, I think, five people coming out. Cypress Hill, Ice Cube, DJ Ski, Pitbull, and Wiz Khalifa.
Hold up. Ice Cube is performing at a NASCAR event?
Okay, thank you, yeah.
Yeah, money talks, man. Money.
I was expecting Blake Shelton, but...
right?
But the good thing about that is it's a good sample test for maybe future improvements to NASCAR, because they're always trying to develop and to change the sport in some positive way. If Super Bowl had so much fun with that and has so much notoriety about their halftime show, maybe NASCAR.
Yeah, it's definitely something they could look into. I think the Clash and the All-Star race halfway through the season are when they really test new ideas, new things.
Yeah. Speaking of testing, Thomas, how many days till the Daytona 500?
18.
There you go. Thank you very much. That's your Wheelie Wednesday on 95.3 The Bull.